Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and good afternoon, wherever you reside around the world. It's exciting news. We're here with the 8th Annual World Autism Festival live coverage. The 8th Annual World Autism Festival is going to be joined by Tim Puthia and Maria Ilyu for on-the-spot live coverage for our 8th Annual World Autism Festival, where they will be speaking directly, where Tim is going to be speaking directly with attendants, the award nominees, and the autistic community in attendance during the red carpet event prior to the opening ceremony. So Tim is going to is at Vancouver with the Anchor Festival and worldwide, and so many people around our countries joined in just for this amazing event happening in Vancouver. So we're going to welcome our Tim Puthia. Welcome, Tim.
Hello, Maria. Welcome. Hello, listener. Yeah.
So it sounds very exciting. So what's happening at your end there?
Well, as I just joined you now on the air, things are just starting to pick up. They just set up the red carpet. They set up the banners here. We've got our Naturally Autistic Cultural Convergence banner. We've got our logo banner, and we also got another one with a space where we realize we are not alone, by a quote by Nina Roy from India. So, and we got a whole bunch of guests here mingling about, and things are going to be rolling along in a few minutes here.
Sounds very good.
Oh yes, indeed. In fact, as always with these kinds of yearly award shows or festivals, it always gets bigger every year, and this year is no exception. There's been more countries participating, more delegates, more award nominees, and there are going to be more award winners, as well as more forms of entertainment from all over the world, not just from North America, but from India, from China. From other European countries. So, that's what this festival is about anyway. It's not just about North America. The autistic community stretches wide to include the whole world.
Oh, definitely. And it's always exciting when you meet new people and nominees and things. It's very impressive the things they learn from this award ceremony and worldwide festival at Anchor. It's just that they take it to the heart and they just never experience this until their first appearance, with Anchor.
Yeah. In fact, let's start with a few warm-up interviews. Let's see here. No. What? Oh, hang on. I guess things are a little shy. People are a little shy at first. Hang on. Oh. Yeah, everyone's. I think everyone's getting prepared. So I'll see if I can round up another interview subject. Yes. Hello there, Kieran Dobbs. Would you like to speak to Maria from? Because we're on the air.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Hang on.
Hey, Maria. How's it going?
Fine. How are you?
Hello. Oh, I'm good.
Yes. How are you? How you doing?
I am good. I'm pretty good.
So you could share your experience and your arrival experience and what's your thoughts?
It's been very hectic. There's a lot going on. It's kind of hard to keep track of, but it's been very interesting. Because there's so many years this year, I've just been able to kind of sit around and take it easier than I had in the years past, and just kind of pay attention or just watch what's going on. But of course, it also means that you know, I'm a little less in the loop, but it's also nice to take it easy.
Yes.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yes.
Yeah, I might be performing. I haven't had a chance to talk to Leonora about the schedule of that yet, but it should be interesting.
Oh, definitely. And you have, and what are you going to, what you like to perform?
Well, if I do perform, I'll be doing my stand-up comedy. I brought my guitar, just in case, you know.
Oh,
I
awesome.
Already
so you can
performed
do stand-up
that
comedy and guitar. That's
yeah.
Cool.
Oh yeah. Well, hopefully I'll get laughs. Already went to a random open mic the other day and got some practice in, so that should be fun. All right. I'll pass you back to Tim, I guess.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for
cool.
coming on.
Yes, that was Kieran Dobb, listener. If you are not familiar with him, he is an Anchor Award winner, and a comedian, a successful stand-up comedian. He's been all over the province and all around, and his stand-up comedy has been taking off, especially ever since he won that award, and the notoriety that it has given him has led to further success. Now isn't that something, eh, Maria?
Oh, definitely. Just, you know, an instrument or guitar or piano, whatever you're interested in, to add to your performance. And it gives another perspective, another direction.
Yeah, exactly. Hang on. It's getting pretty noisy here, so just going to go here for a minute. Yeah, and, yeah, it's really getting crowded here. Yep, it's already only, well, 4:06 or 4:07 Pacific Standard Time where I am, and already things are picking up now, and it's gonna be tough to get some people to interview with the crowds around, but I think once there's a bit of a lull, we're getting a photo opportunity here. Ah, yes. Yep, the photos have just begun. Right in front of the banners, as always. Standard tradition with these with this annual festival.
Oh, definitely. It's just amazing what, you know, they, and some people what they learned from this, you know, special event at the award ceremony, and they bring, and especially their first experience, the first time they attend in this, they go back to their country and they bring back what they learn on autism, what they learn about, you know, humanity and how you could look at an autistic person as an individual and how we could support them at their country and things they could do differently to make it, you know, more accessible and, you know, as they could be more independent through their gifts. So a lot of people who attended Anchor actually went and did new things there when they went back to the country.
Yes, a lot of people doing things, moving things along. As you can tell, listener, if you're new to this as well, listener, that the festival itself, like, it's not just focused on a single thing. There are so many different things happening at once. Like, people getting to know one another. So many social circles being established in this lobby. You have, and I just want to mention the location where we are. Where we are. Just going to go and. Yeah, we're at the Chateau Granville, Best Western Plus, downtown Vancouver, Granville Street. So that's where it actually took place last year. And now this year is no exception, but I guess the only exception we can make, Maria, is the size of the crowd, the size of the population. Actually, I think it's a bigger explosion here than last year.
Oh, definitely. I know. There's so many opportunities this year of things going to be happening, people coming, like you said, around the world, and and new people. And again, we have friends from last year and other years, and then we have new rivals, new people. So it will be interesting for the, you know, the friends who came before to help along and to work with the new people, and everybody becomes, you know, a family and friends and help each other. It's exciting.
Okay, I'm on the hunt here for more interview subjects here. Would you like to go on the radio or on the air? Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's see. What else? Who else can we? Hi. Would you like to talk on the radio or doing a radio show now? That's okay. All right. Hang on. Oh, Tim's the name. Yeah. Oh, just saying hi to Deborah, the listener. Yep. A lot of people mingling about. Yeah. Yeah, he's just passing on the interview. Let's see. What else? Who else can we do? Hi, would you like to say a few words to Maria on the radio? She's just doing interview.
Sure, I can do it really quick.
Yeah, really quick. Yeah, that's our goal too. Yeah. Here, Maria.
Hi.
I'm passing you to Liz. Why'd you pronounce your last name?
Pritchard.
Liz Pritchard. She's right here.
Hi, Liz.
Hi, Maria.
How are you? Finally. Yeah.
I'm doing great. We're doing the red carpet interviews very shortly.
Oh, awesome. So what are some of the things you're going to be doing at this amazing event? Because this is your second experience there.
Yep. We're going to do a lot this year. I'm going to be MC with my friend Vico Chan from the Philippines.
What are you going to do, singing, or what are you planning on doing?
No, we're going to read. We're doing opening ceremony production. So what we're doing is we're the MC people for it. Uh-huh.
Oh, so you're going to be all there and announcing the names. Oh, that is
amazing.
So maybe we could share that later. Okay.
Definitely
could talk about it another time. I'd like to hear more about that. So what other things are you going to be doing? I know there's so many new people and important people are coming to this event. So maybe you could tell us a little bit about
it
before you go.
Yeah, there's delegates from 34 different countries. I'm also doing a workshop this year, too. But I got to go right now. I'm really sorry but it was very nice talking with you. And I'll catch up with you later, okay, and give you updates. All right.
Sounds
great.
Okay, bye.
You too. Liz Pritchard, Maria. Yep, she's really busy.
Oh, I see. I know. So
everyone's busy here.
So what else is going on there? What's happening in front of you?
I want to pass an update to the listener. We got more banners up now. Yeah, we had three. Now there's five.
Now these banners are what, representing the different organizations that come into this event, or representing.
Well, it's mostly one of them actually. I should give the listener more detail on the Naturally Autistic banner. That actually is the name of Anka, the company that's putting on this event. It's their in-house magazine, Naturally Autistic Magazine. And it's actually a cover, actually, a magazine cover called, with the title on the middle, Cultural Convergence. And it lists Anka World Autism Festival, the date, September 29th to October 4th, 2017. It even has the address where it's taking place, Best Western Plus, Chateau Granville Hotel. That's at 1100 Granville Street, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. So that's the Naturally Autistic banner. Whereas the other ones, I think it's just the same one. Yeah. We have two more banners with logos on them. The Anka World Autism Festival logo. And, of course, and in the middle, we still got the Anka World Autism Festival logo and word banner as well. Beyond the Label, Celebrate, Changing Perceptions, Our Talents, Freedom to Be Me, The Journey, Unique, Moving Out of the Shadows, all those, what do you call it, those, I have the word on me right now. It's, not ultimatums, more like philosophies. Oh, hang on. Oh, it looks like we got ourselves a reporter. Oh, Liz Pritchard, she's at the banners right now. She's and she's on camera. She's talking. Hang on, Maria. I'm just gonna put this on. I think this phone has a speakerphone. I'm gonna see if we can pick this up. All right. All right, Maria.
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, I'm
here.
Just gonna see if I can turn. I'm just gonna turn this to speakerphone and pick up what's going on. Okay.
Yes.
Hang on, they're just testing right now. She's with them. She's gonna be interviewing someone. Okay, did you pick that up, Maria?
A little, so there, yeah, so maybe you could share, so in case anybody did, you know, pick that up.
Well, she was talking with a woman named Deborah. She's from India, so she another attendee, such delegate here, and it's great. Yeah, and when she talks about diversity, yeah, that's what we're also about here, diversity, not diversity from different cultures, but most important of all, we're about diversity regarding the autistic mindset. So we all follow the beat of our own drum. If I could just sum up what Liz Pritchard is saying, as much as I can. But yeah, that's basically what the message was all about. The first red carpet interview and the first to kick things off regarding the red carpet. And just gonna go through here. And I'm going to go into, we're designated the couch portion of the lobby here. So we'll just go over here. And, yeah, there are some guests here at the lobby couch as well, just sitting down, enjoying themselves. And I'm just wondering if we can get another on-air interview. Hi, would you like to say a few words to our radio show host on the air just for a few minutes? You okay? Oh, okay. Would you like to say a few words to our radio show host that's on the air right now? We're doing a radio broadcast of this event. Okay. Now, what is your name?
Nusha.
Nusha. I'm just passing you to Nusha. And here you go, Maria. Here is Nusha.
Hi.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. How are you? So, is this your first time?
Fine.
How
yes,
are you doing?
Yes, first time.
We what's
are
your,
expecting
you a lot of emotion?
Nice evening. Yes, a lot of emotions.
So, So maybe you could share what are some of the things that you bring into, you know, to the anchor from your country.
You know, so I'm in the lobby and I don't hear you quite good. I will go out now. Sorry about that.
All right.
We are here from Slovenia with four boys. So they will play tomorrow. They will perform The Phantom of the Opera.
Oh, they're performing.
Yes.
Sounds good.
Yes.
That's
perfect.
Awesome. All right, perfect, definitely. And anything else you could share? Yes. That's Tim, you like anything to say or Daxter?
Oh, we are very happy to be here in Canada. So this is the country with very kind people and beautiful town, Vancouver. So we would like to invite you to Slovenia. It's a beautiful country too.
Wonderful. And
Slovenia.
That's awesome.
Yes.
So yes. Isn't that awesome, Tim?
Excuse me?
Yeah. So yes, definitely. That is definitely very good news. It's awesome that your boys are going to be performing and everything else. So and from India, what are you guys? How is autism there? What do people do in India for autism?
We are from Slovenia.
From India. I'm sorry.
Slovenia.
Yes.
This is in Europe, and we are doing a lot in this area. In my school, we educate children in music, so we do a lot in the area autism and music. Yes, and some researches, and they are included in the education process in the school. So.
Oh, that's wonderful. Definitely wonderful.
Yes. So our four boys playing the piano, but they also can sing and read notes and everything, and they're beautiful. And the group is Beautiful Mind.
Oh, that's beautiful. Beautiful Mind.
This is the group of four boys with autism, and I would like to invite everybody tomorrow at 6 o'clock here in Best Western. Okay? Thank you.
Yes,
bye.
You're welcome. Thanks for sharing. Hi, Tim.
Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome.
Well, wasn't that informative, Maria?
Yes. So music.
Autistic, yeah.
Yeah,
and
they
play the
piano.
And
they said she said she can sing. They could sing too. Mhm.
Well, yeah, and she and of course as always like, she's from Slovenia, right?
Yeah, familiar.
Exactly. Like,
yeah. Yes.
And
it's a huge.
Yeah, that's what we say about diversity. I mean, again, our community and the culture at large stretch out. And it doesn't include just North America. It also includes the world, like those European countries and all sorts of people from different cultures, and they're all converging here. They're especially converging here in this lobby.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. So. Getting another photo opportunity here at the banners. Yep. Oh. Let's see what else we got a cameraman too filming as well. That's I think it's part of the media. Let's do a bit of a wave. There we go. Just waved a bit to the. I was very indiscreet though. Didn't want to. I'm getting the cameraman's way. Let's see. Okay. Now, Leonora, I think we heard Leonora. She was in the lobby briefly. She talked about a mime artist. Now, I'm not sure if he's here. I mean, he might be, but I don't even know, don't know his name. But, yeah, that speaks to what we've got. We've also got a mime artist here in the hotel. And, yeah, I wish I'd gotten the name, and... But that's all right. I mean, we might run into him in the lobby because, again, this is a flurry of activity. People are coming and going and getting their photo opportunity and their interview in front of the four banners, the Naturally Autistic banners, the logo banner, and, of course, the banner with the quote. And I will read that quote again if you joined us now. Listener, it's a space where we really are not alone. From Nina Roy. And she's from India. Along with the words beyond the label, celebrate changing perceptions, our talents, freedom to be me, the journey, unique, all those kinds of words that are our model, that are model, our models. Yes, many different models. Mottos, not models, mottos. I think I said models. But anyway, yes, all those different words that are different models for the festival itself. And we've also got ourselves our members of the RCMP patrol walking around as well, keeping an eye on things. And, yeah, like I said, it's a flurry of activity.
I'm fine.
Yep. So let's see here. I wonder who else we can get. Yeah, that's a thing that I'm just... Sometimes the social circles are already running, and it can be hard to sneak in an interview since we've got a limited run of the lobby here. So let's see. Well, I think we can let's get some more live coverage. Shall we do that, Maria?
Yes, that's the idea.
Okay, I will. Okay, time to put this on the old speakerphone, folks and listener, and we'll just get more live coverage right here for this special occasion.
The green.
Yeah, green.
Okay.
Okay, here comes Liz Pritchard with another interview upcoming at the banners. I'm just going to get that in as well.
Hello.
Good, I do my best. Hi, we're back all the way from Slovenia. Now they get to the we got new shit right now. So yeah. And they're from Silver Ivy Musical Group. Can you tell us a bit about your music and what you do?
So we have here beautiful boys, a group of beautiful minds, they have piano,
that's amazing. I witnessed some of your performance earlier when we were doing rehearsal. Very talented, very incredible. It's amazing gift. My second What is your reaction, or what are you feeling witnessing all of these people from all these cultures? What are you feeling right now?
As you just heard, another interview on the red carpet by Liz Prichard, and what she said about connections. That's also what we're about, connections, making connections. Everyone's making connections here in the lobby, in the hotel. They've been actually, I should remind the listener that, some of the delegates and some of the award nominees actually came early yesterday, and some of the people of Vancouver were here early too, so they were already starting the process of making the connections for this. Yeah.
Oh yeah, definitely. Connections is very important because it goes beyond the depth and the deep, and is connecting together and learning about each other,
mm-hmm.
and learn about all the cultures that is coming, uniting together as one. That's why it's connected. And even though there is autism, but the different cultures, their autism at their country or where they're from has different, supports and what they're able to do and what they're bringing from Anchor back to the country that they can learn more. So, yeah, and working, learning about each other and working together, being part of,
Yeah, exactly. Actually, I'm just
friends, family.
I'm in another part of the lobby, and I think I see someone I haven't seen in a long time. And it's Leonor and Charlie Calora's son, Anthony Gregory Calora. Yeah, he's taking it all. Taking it all in
wonderful.
As well. Yeah. Maybe you'd like to say a few words. Hello, Anthony.
Hi.
It's me. Hang on a sec, Maria. Hey, Anthony, you want to talk to Maria? Hang on a sec.
Hi, Anthony.
Yeah, he hears you. He's hearing you.
Hi, it's wonderful that you're there. It's awesome. Have fun and enjoy yourself.
He acknowledges. Yep. Yeah, you remember Anthony, right? It's me.
Yes.
It's Tim.
Yes, I remember.
I just want to again, listener, if you just joined and you're not familiar, I've worked with Anthony for a long time. I've known him since he was an adolescent, and thus I've known their family. So he and I go way back. So thought, and when I saw and heard him, I thought, well, let's make him a part of the radio show for a bit. And again, he's really taking it in. But he heard you, Maria, and I think he grinned a bit.
Oh yeah. That's awesome.
Yep, exactly. Like I said, even though sometimes he'll say something, sometimes he doesn't. But even when he's not saying something, he knows you're there. He can hear you, and he is glad when someone he knows and he really connects with is there with him.
Oh yes, definitely.
Yes.
That is.
Yeah. So anyway, let's proceed now to the rest. Back to the red carpet.
So who's is the red carpet starting yet or soon?
It's actually already begun. Like I said, the first interview on the red carpet has been complete, and now Liz Pritchard is interviewing more people, and it's now the activity has picked up. There's a lot of people gathering around our area, so we're just going to step by over here.
Oh, that's great. So that's very amazing. You get to interview the people on red carpet. That's very good.
Mm. Oh yeah, yeah. And yeah, let's see if we can get more activity on the speakerphone here. Here we go.
You know, your model is very beneficial to help a lot of people with self-awareness. Mind reading all that. It's really great. So you went here last year. How do you feel now that you're back? You know, people again with an old friend's leg, and we have 34 delegates.
Another one there for the road. Let's see if we can get some more interviews ourselves. Hi, would you like to speak to our radio show host in Long Island? Okay, that's fine. Oh, our potential subject is going up to the red carpet themselves. Here we go. Oh, thank you. Oh, okay. they're reading to the punch. Okay, so what's your name?
Dr. William Lane.
Okay, well, I'll just put... Okay, thanks. So he gave me his card. Dr. William Lane, here he is, Maria. He'll say a few words.
Hi.
Maria.
Hi, how are you?
Hello. Maria, fine. My name is Dr. William Lane.
And this is your first time coming to this event?
Yes, ma'am. I'm one of the presenters.
Oh, wonderful. And what's some of the things you're going to be sharing as a presenter?
Well, I'm going to be sharing communication skills for people with autism. They have limited social skills and communication skills, and I think that by having better communication skills and social skills, it can improve their quality of life.
Definitely. Yes, it's all different forms of communication. It's very important.
Yes. Yeah, it's
yes,
it's really noisy in here, so it's...
I know, it's very difficult, but maybe we can, you know, have an interview another time. You can share more of the experience. Yes.
Tim has my business
like
card, and you know how to reach me and all that. Okay?
Tim will give me the information. Okay, we'll definitely
all
reach
right.
you.
Thank you. Okay, thank you
thank
very
you.
Much. All right,
welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, she's... Yeah.
You gotta send me the information.
Yeah, he's getting ready to also be interviewed on the red carpet, so he's just waiting. Now
I got
his card. You were saying, Maria?
Okay, cool. Yes, that's good. I'm glad you got the information. Well.
Yes, and I got his card too. He gave me his card. He's a Dr. William Lane, educational consultant, and.
So send me the information so he could talk on the radio.
Nice card here. Oh, here. There is no greater light than the light of understanding, working together to help all students achieve greatness. So, he's about communication skills with autistic children, right?
Yes, it's very that the phrase was very nice phrase, beautiful.
Yeah, exactly. Let's see now. I think we'll get some more activity on the red carpet. We still got some more, a little bit more time, right, Maria? Yeah.
Yes, we do. I'll let you know the time right
okay.
now. Hold on a minute.
We have
19 minutes and 6 seconds. So we have 19 minutes left
okay.
for the show.
Well, okay, so we'll just keep going because, again, listener, for this year, for this red carpet, we only have 1 hour slated, so we'll see what else turns up. And in the meantime, here's the red carpet, another red carpet interview.
It's everywhere over the world today, but we just socially experience absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, that's a virtual workshop. We're going to try to attend it. Can you talk a bit about your workshop?
Yeah. Firstly, I will talk more about myself, about what I've been through, and then I will tell more about the research I've done in medicine, how is it to have a system of culture and what people experience. And I hope that people will like it. And I think they will. In Netherlands, I've done it many times, and they like it, so I think they will like it.
Awesome. Thank you,
Bertha.
Very nice talking with you.
Yeah.
See you.
Once again, another right now covered interview in the bag. Just wondering. Just moving out of the way. Everyone's moving more. Ooh, watch out there. Okay. So, yep. And now Dr. Williams up there, he's going to be interviewed. So, yeah, so many people coming and going, Maria. That's what the red carpet is all about.
Oh, definitely. And it's just, it's always awesome to connect, with the anchor and with the radio shows, and especially this time of year. And, to hear everybody, whoever's able to have time to come on, to say hi.
Exactly. Yes. So let's see. Things have dispersed a little bit. It's not as crowded as before. But you know what? I'm just gonna walk over here. Let's see what's going on over here. Oh, I see. It's the same people from Slovenia. Yeah, it looks like they're congregating here. Let's see. Back down here. Yeah, there's Anthony again. He's watching the red carpet. And, there's also people having something to eat in the lobby as well. So, yeah, don't want to disturb them yet. So, let's see who else. Okay. Hi, would you like to talk a bit with our radio show host in New York? We're on the air right now. For part of Anchor World Radio for the festival. Just wondering, is he okay or is he okay? Hang on a second, Maria. We got to put another potential subject. Hang on.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Would you like? No, I guess not. No, I guess right now they're moving around. Still want to talk on the air? Yeah, with the radio show. We're doing a radio show. Would you like to say a few words to our host in New York? We're putting all this on the air. Yeah. Yeah. What's your name? Anne Neslin. She's from Turkey. Here she is right now, Maria.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. How are you today?
My English not good. Just a minute.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
I understand. Hi. How are you?
Fine.
How are you? Good. So
fine,
how
fine.
Are you enjoying?
Good.
How are you enjoying the event and the special moment? Can you share?
Yes. I am with Tim now. Are you the family?
All
of
right, you with the team? Yeah, you're with the team.
Sorry.
Okay. And
yes,
you say you're with the team. And
yes.
Where some
yes.
of the
Tim gave me the
where
phone.
Are you in musical? Where are you the arts or what you're presenting?
We represent Turkey visual arts. We are now in the best.
Oh, visual arts. Very good.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Welcome.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
I hope you enjoy
uh-huh.
your experience. This is and can be and make some new connections and you know friends and be
uh-huh.
amazing.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else? You can say more. Anything else?
Thank you so
Anything
much.
Else?
The festival has just begun now, okay? May I give the phone to Tim back? Okay. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Yeah, things are picking up now, Maria. There's a bigger crowd now. People with
yes.
volunteers. People
How
with
many
volunteers
people,
and there's also
attended this year?
Do
you know how many people attended this year?
There's a lot of people. I just don't have the exact amount on me at the moment. But right now in the lobby, there's more than 15 people in the lobby. Yeah, close to 20, even maybe a little bit more there. And some of flags. I think there's a music player there who has an accordion. I think it's that man from Switzerland. I think or Sweden. Someone was talking to earlier. So there's a whole bunch of activity. I'll just get a few more minutes of the activity here, okay, Maria?
Yeah, sounds good. I'm letting you know that we got about 11 minutes. So.
Another red carpet interview. Let's see if we can get that in there. Hang on 1 second. Pardon me.
Yeah.
Thanks for opening the ceremony. Looking forward to it. Incredible.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, I must remind the listener, this is just a little... This is a little warm-up to the opening ceremony. Yes, that's going to take place. Yeah, there's a lot of... Now there's people coming out dressed up and some performers as well. So, yeah, everyone's getting ready for the opening ceremony. Unfortunately, listener, we only have an hour allotted to us, and we're scheduled just to cover the lot red carpet and talk to people on the go. I wish we could cover the opening ceremony, but fortunately that's our limit. But that's okay because again, no matter what part of the festival we cover, it's still very amazing, and you can really feel the activity right now that's going on, the energy, in fact, and that's a lot of energy we've got, even from the people we've talked to, from the stimuli, as we call it, that we picked up on the air, and generally it doesn't matter. The festival is all about life.
Definitely, everybody has a gift around the world, and everybody's coming today to share their gifts and what they can do. It's amazing.
Exactly. Oh, a big group photo that's going on right now. I think it's from the big group photo here. Yeah, it'll be something when it's eventually shared online. These, not just this photo, but these group photos as well.
Sounds good.
Oh, accordion music. Hang on, let's see if we can get this up.
Maybe we can get some on. Maybe make it.
Now wasn't that something, Maria? Live
yeah,
music,
Ty.
Right on the spot.
Oh, that was very nice. Yes.
Nice. Yeah, very nice and very celebratory indeed.
Definitely. So we could say, and to all our live listeners, if you connect now, we're alive with Anchor with Tim Polivia and Maria Ilya, your host and your director for Anchor Radio Shows, manager.
Mm-hmm.
So it's amazing, yeah. So we're connected live, and we have a few more minutes left. And then tune in tomorrow. What time tomorrow? Tune in tomorrow.
Sunday, Maria. Sunday.
I mean, sorry, Sunday. We're going to be connected live on Sunday.
Yeah, and Sunday it will be 5 p.m. Pacific time to 6 p.m. Pacific time. And for you, Maria, that would be 8 p.m. your time to 9 p.m. your time, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
your time is 9
p.m. Well, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. my time.
So it will be 8 o'clock.
Yeah, that's for those in the Eastern Bloc. For those in the Eastern Bloc.
Yes.
So, everything's dispersing now, and we'll be, as far as that's concerned, like, there's going to be an event at 4 to 5, and then 5 to 6 is going to be a bunch of governor generals coming around, and we'll see if we can get some more words from them, along with more live coverage, eh, Maria?
Definitely. We have less than 5 minutes left, and so let's see. We'll make it, you know, that's something we can,
okay.
Important.
Okay. No, actually, I think that's it. Everyone's dispersing. I think, and the opening ceremony is going to begin. So,
maybe you could give us what else is happening today, what's happening tomorrow, when is the award ceremony and things like that taking place, and other.
Mm-hmm. I think the awards ceremony might be taking place on. Yeah, I think it's taking place on Sunday. But again, we only have 1 hour allotted to us, so on that day. So we'll use that again. We'll be getting the aftermath of that, or who knows? It might still be run. It might run a bit over time, and we might be able to get a few get it just as it's ending, and then we'll include the governor generals and all the other people, and get interviews with the award winners, and also don't forget, also there's also the convention as well. So tomorrow that's gonna run as well tomorrow, and all week actually, once everything's all set up. So we'll be on the air on Sunday again, 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific time, which will be 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern time, so for Maria. So anyway, we're just gonna head off the air in a minute. So thank you, listener, for tuning in, and thank you, Maria.
Thank you. Yes, and thank you,
okay.
Everybody who shared, and enjoy the rest of the ceremony. All right. Good night.
Okay. This is Tim Filipiak signing off. Good night, everyone.
Good night.